The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3079, Baruch Hashem. Hey, Kislev Tavshin Tazvah, Brooklyn. As you can tell from the Rebbe's opening, it's addressed to a woman, because the Rebbe starts with Bracha V'Shalom. So that means that it's to a woman. So the Rebbe says, I just recently received your letter, a response to my letter. And here, I mean, the Rebbe, I think we remember the letter the Rebbe was writing, encouraging her that she shouldn't be despondent, she shouldn't be depressed, that she should trust Hashem. But she writes to the Rebbe, again, good reasoning why she has a right to be depressed. So the Rebbe says, also in your second letter, it says, I don't find any basis that you have to be lacking joy. And this that you write, that all of a sudden everything went, everything busted. So the Rebbe says, that's something that has no basis. It's something without basis. It has no sustainment. And the Rebbe says, it came overnight and it'll leave a night. The Rebbe quotes, paraphrases the verse over there by Jonah and the prophet when we read. Jonah was very upset when the kikoyan, that mushroom that provided shelter for him, it withered away, so he didn't have any shelter, so he was complaining to Hashem. And Hashem was trying him to protect all the city of Nineveh, the big city where there were many, many people. So Hashem says to him, you are so upset about this shelter that you have from the Kikoyan, the Yonah, which comes one night and then it goes. It's so short-lived. So why are you upset about that? So the Rebbe says, your challenge is coming and it's going to go. It's nothing. There is no basis for it. Which it came and it'll go. There's nothing to worry about. The Rebbe says, the only thing you need to do is don't sick on yourself. In other words, don't bring upon yourself these kinds of thoughts. They go against the nature of a person. I guess a person's nature is to be happy. That's the nature of a person. This unhappiness, this is being, these thoughts being opposite of joyful, is against the nature of a person, and it's against the instruction of our Torah, the living Torah, who expects, demands from each and every one of us that we should serve the blessed Hashem specifically with joy. And this serving of Hashem needs to be every instant and instant of the life of the person. So, which means a person should always be joyful. A person should always be happy. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you also know that from experience, that you see in actuality that sometimes it's very difficult to wage war against a certain feeling, a certain mood. You're in a certain mood. You can't shake it off. You know, you can't beat that mood. What do you do? So the Rebbe says the advice that is given is to remove your mind from the situation. Don't think about it. In other words, you can't force away a feeling, but what you can do is to stop thinking about it. And not by waging war, but occupy your mind in other matters and other thoughts. Just remove your mind from it. And so he says the general theme over here is like this. The Pasuk says, this is quoting from Koheles, I believe, from King Solomon. He says, God made the person yashar. He made him straight, you know, fine. But they, the people, are seeking various accountings. In other words, calculations. Just go with simplicity with Hashem and don't try to figure out all kinds of things. So the Rebbe says, this all comes, these various different thoughts and ideas and mood changers that affect the mood, they come from Hema, they come from people, so a person can easily remove them. Basically, Rebbe is saying, if you can't, it's hard to wage war to change your mood. So the idea is to think about other things and just change what you're thinking about. And without knowing that Hashem has created the person straight, and don't let your own things try to confuse you and bring you down. I mean, we find that a lot of times, you know, when people are focusing on their loss or focusing on their pain, and, you know, I try to do what the Rebbe says over here. I told them, I advise them, to the extent possible, that try to focus on what Hashem has given you and try to focus on some of the good stuff that Hashem has given you. And, you know, while we can't take away the bad stuff, but there's a lot of good stuff. So to celebrate life, celebrate your health, or celebrate whatever good things, and keep the focus on. The Rebbe says, as you requested, I will mention those that you write about them on the Holy Tzion of my father-in-law. The Rebbe wrote the titles. And the Rebbe says, I will conclude with advice, because you're asking my advice, so I am going to give you my advice. So he says, since you're asking my idea, I'm going to tell you, remove your mind from all matters of calculations and to go securely on your path in life, because the divine specific providence escorts each and every one of us on every step and every way. Hashem is escorting us, and not only that in matters that we think to be major things, but in every detail of our life, as it's known that one of the basis of the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov that later on has been articulated at length in the teaching of Chassidus Chabad is how Hashem's involvement is in every aspect of our life. The Rebbe says, I look forward for good news, and so here we see the Rebbe does not accept people to be depressed, to be down. The Rebbe says, you have no basis for it, because it is, in essence, everything is good. If something is bad, it goes and it comes very quickly. And if you need to, just you can't shake it off. Remove your mind totally from it. Go ahead and focus on other things and realize that Hashem is with you and with all of us on every step of the way. And you have nothing to worry about. And then just go on your path. The Rebbe blesses her for good news.